You might think, or they might think, that losing out on those Z's is no big deal, but it is. Sleep deprivation has been linked to a whole host of issues and challenges like depression, weight gain, trouble with focus and concentration. Teenagers who are sleep deprived can be irritable. They have trouble staying awake in class. They can miss out on valuable information. Not to mention, for those teens that are old enough, the dangers of driving when you are tired. Over 100,000 car crashes are related to drowsy driving every single year.
Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hey, parents. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. I am Renee Sinning, your teen life coach and parent partner. In this episode, we're going to talk about Teen Trap 7 of 7, which is not getting enough sleep. That seems fairly obvious, but it's really, really important for teenagers because their minds are growing and developing at a rapid rate. Studies show that teenagers need 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night to function optimally. And I just wonder how many teenagers are actually getting that much sleep. Did you know that being sleep deprived could be the one thing that is sabotaging their mindset more than anything? You might think, or they might think, that losing out on those Z's is no big deal, but it is. Sleep deprivation has been linked to a whole host of issues and challenges like depression, weight gain, trouble with focus and concentration. Teenagers who are sleep deprived can be irritable. They have trouble staying awake in class. They can miss out on valuable information. It's hard to focus and concentrate on their schoolwork, which can lead to a drop of grades. They can have trouble getting up in the morning, which could have them get into school late or cause morning conflict within the household. Not to mention, for those teens that are old enough, the dangers of driving when you are tired. Over 100,000 car crashes are related to drowsy driving every single year. And it's just tends to be a constant battle between teens and their parents. And it's even harder now with electronics. Back in the day when I was a teenager and it was time to go to bed, I had no phone there. I didn't have a TV in my room. I didn't have an iPad or a computer sitting there to distract me. So my only options really were to read or to go to sleep, right? And that's not the case nowadays. Nowadays, teenagers have so many electronics at their fingertips that it really impacts a lot of their opportunity and ability to get that good night's sleep. So it's kind of up to you, parents. Now, this is a lot easier when the kids are younger and you have a little bit more control over their electronics. But here's the bottom line. If your teen is not getting enough sleep, you're the parent and they live in your home. So you get to create the rules. A few things you can try to help your teenager get quality Z's is turn off their electronics early. If you can come to an agreed upon time, if they're older, so there's less conflict, that would be ideal. But ultimately, it's your decision, and I know how hard it could be. Taking or turning off their electronics early includes all electronics. Anywhere they have a screen where their eyeballs are going to be in that blue light. And that can be their phone, their iPad, their computer, TV in their room. Sometimes it's hard to take everything. You can shut off Wi-Fi. You can take cords. So whatever you have to do to help them, if they aren't getting enough sleep and it's actually causing a disruption in their daily life and even in your family life. So turning off electronics and taking away their access to electronics at a given time is really, really important. Keeping their room cool, 60 to 67 degrees is a good temperature to sleep in. You can always add blankets versus being hot. Avoid bright lights and heavy meals at night. Make their bedroom a really comfy, cozy sleep haven so they like going to bed. They like getting there. The idea of getting under their covers is super comforting. You could put on relaxing music. If they're not quite ready to go to sleep, have a notepad next to their bed. Or if they're a drawer, like they can listen to relaxing music while they're drawing, while they're maybe journaling. If your child likes to journal, that can be a really good way to brain dump before you go to bed. Getting everything out of your brain and onto paper, especially things you're worrying about or your teenager's worrying about before you go to bed, can be really helpful in getting a good night's sleep. Because sometimes when we're worrying about things, we are worried that we're actually going to forget about it. And by brain dumping, taking it out of your brain and putting it on a piece of paper, you can go to sleep confident in knowing that you're not going to forget, especially if you have tasks to do or a lot of things on your to-do list and you're afraid you're going to forget about it. Just take it out of your brain, put it on a piece of paper, and it'll be there for you in the morning. I also suggest having a notepad next to your bed. And so if you wake up in the middle of the night and your brain starts spinning, do another brain dump. You can do that with the lights off. It doesn't have to be totally neatly written. Just get it out of your head and onto that paper so you can go back to sleep. The other things you can do is just create a really enjoyable nighttime routine. Make it something to look forward to, if possible. Maybe set goals for the next day so the idea of going to sleep is more appealing because you know you're going to wake up to something that can be fun and exciting. You could create an enjoyable nighttime routine, and you could also try to create an enjoyable morning routine. I know with teenagers, that does not always happen, especially when they're not getting enough sleep. If they're not getting that 8 to 10 hours of sleep, they might have a hard time waking up in the morning. But if you can kind of establish more of an enjoyable nighttime routine where they are getting enough sleep, you may be able to tap in and set some type of an enjoyable morning routine. Maybe having a coffee or a tea or just something to look forward to the next morning. My task to you, if you're struggling with your teenager getting a good night's sleep and they are falling into this trap number 7, would be to create a nighttime habit, decide what it is that works for you and you think will work for them. Make it as enjoyable as possible with the understanding that they're probably gonna balk at it, but go into this for 14 days. Say, hey, we're gonna try this for 14 days, try to create a new habit, and we're gonna see how we all feel. You can make it a family challenge. Right? That we're going to all work on getting to bed at a decent hour and putting our electronics away and whatever it is that you decide. But the bottom line is when teenagers fall into the trap of not getting enough sleep, it does affect their life. Their bodies and their minds are growing. It can affect their grades and their schooling. If they have a job, it can affect that. It can be dangerous if they're on the roads. And if they're irritable and angry because they're tired and grumpy, it can affect the whole family. And it's a fairly easy fix, just getting enough sleep. It's not always easy, but doable. It's a doable fix. Getting enough sleep is something that is 100% doable, even if it might take some time to create that habit. And maybe for your teenagers, make it something that you try initially Sunday through Thursday nights while they're in school so that they have that weekend where they kind of have something to look forward to where maybe it's not going to be quite as strict. But again, it does take, they say, 14 days to create a habit. And if you'd like to make this ritual of teens getting enough sleep into a habit, it's going to take a little bit of work and a little bit of consistency, but it is doable and maybe worth a shot. As for you parents, make sure that you also are getting enough sleep. It's hard for us as parents to be our best selves when we are tired. And if your teenager is at the point where they just have no longer have a set bedtime, talk to them about the benefits to a restful sleep. Sometimes sharing our wisdom is the best we can do. So you ultimately have to decide what works for your family. But if them getting enough sleep is having a negative impact on their life as well as yours, then I say you have every right to step in and do what's best for them. Even if they don't agree with it now, they will understand at some point. Someday they'll thank you. And that's it for this episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. If you ever want to reach out to me, just send me a message. It's in the show notes. I work with teenagers and their parents every day. Have a great rest of your day. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.